We've got two little four selected over there, and then you, what's the number of yours?
Double law.
What's that?
Double law.
Yeah, I'll find that one.
Do-me-do. Amos, do you want to lead it?
Okay.
Come on, yeah.
He's saying bass, so.
We praise thee, O God, for the Son of thy love, for Jesus, who died and is now born above. Hallelujah, thine the glory, hallelujah.
Can you play it? Missy can play it.
Okay, good friend, play it. I can't play good friend.
You play it, Missy. Play that. Yeah, after we get this, somebody is to hold on. We need her awfully bad. Now, let me see. Who's going to sing that? Pearl? They almost to sing this song. Well, we're just about as good as any family I know of, as far as that goes. So, watch real close and listen to Clyde, and we put our music in between his quarter notes. Now listen, that there goes up and down this one. So let's see if we can do that. I believe we can do it. We'll just try hard enough. All right, give us that. What's the key of that, girls?
F.
Yeah, that's right. Feel F, Nancy. Give us a little introduction on that, if it'll play at all. You want the notes first?
No, let's just sing.
All right, hold it. Together?
My boots of Savior suffered pain and agony.
He bore it all.
He bore it all.
That I might
die with him. He broke the bonds of sin and set the captive free.
He bore it all.
That I
might live in his presence.
Jesus bore it all.
I might see his
shining face. He bore it all.
He bore it all.
That I might live.
Condemned
to die,
but Jesus
freely took my place. He bore it all,
that
I might live
in his presence.
They placed a crown of thorns upon my Savior's head.
He bore it all,
he bore it all,
that I might live.
I'm within my head, I grew a man with fear. His side was pierced and bled. He bore it all,
that
he bore it all.
Jesus bore it all.
I might see his
shining
face. He bore it all.
He bore it all.
That I might live
in my life. I still can
contend to die.
But Jesus freely took my place.
He bore it all.
That
I might live
in his presence.
At Calvary's healing chain, the blessed Savior trod.
He bore it
really
all.
Really bore it all.
That I might live.
I would spend my life between two things. They crucified the Son of God. He bore it all.
That
I might live.
In his presence live.
He bore it
he
all.
He bore it all.
I might see his shining face.
He bore it
really
all.
Bore it all.
That
that Jesus
till he died,
like
he bore it all,
that
I might be
in presence
with him. That's good, Homer.
That's good
singing in the world, man.
That's a wonderful job there, Clyde.
I've got another verse. That's
nobody can, I've heard lots of bass singers, but if you happen to be looking at the music, Clyde did the same just as it was. He sung that just as it was, so that's the way we like it.
What is your last name, Clyde?
Case.
Clyde, do you live here?
No, I live over in the next community. But I think
what is your address?
Duck.
Oh, you live at Duck.
Uh-huh.
Do you have a phone over there?
Yeah.
What is it?
364-8551.
Yeah. I'd like to be in touch with you.
The reason of this, Homer and I, see, I'm going close for 79, and I'm not going to be around here to help them sing these new songs very much longer. And so that's why I would like there's Brother Kenny and Brother Charlie, tenor and bass, and here's some alto, here's lead. You see what I'm interested in? I don't want no praise for me. I just want to leave something that they will say it is, what have I left behind when I go? I'd like to say this. There's old Brother Warren, and we've sung it. I don't know if we've sung it 1,000 funerals or not. Maybe it's way up in the hundreds. And we never collected a penny for that. No. There was Brother Emery's sister sent us all a check, a piece of $5. Well, there was no way hardly of returning that, so I just put it in the Sunday school. I didn't want it for myself. So that's the interest I have in the Old Upper Sleep Church for about 50 years. It's to, when I leave, I want to leave something behind me.
That is true. We set out to improve our choir singing and build it up. Me and Amos have talked about this different times, you know, back over the months, way back. And I've already had a couple operations on one eye. I'm going to have another one. You can even see it. It interferes with my reading notes and poetry. It makes it difficult for me. But just as he said, we're not going to be here. These children are growing up now that will have to depend on someone else, you know. They'll have to depend on some of the others to carry out the work. This is the work of the church. It's not for me, and it's not for Amos. This is for the church, for the whole community. When we talked this over, we wanted to hear people sing. We wanted to hear them sing and do a good job of singing. So we don't have to send away to Camden on Gully or to Charleston someplace or Parkersburg and get us a quartet to come and sing for our homecomings and things like that. Of course, Amos is always good about inviting everybody in to sing. And if there happened to be a quartet someplace that he can get in touch with, he invites them. Well, I think that's wonderful. Sleeth has got talent here, and Sleeth ought to be able to do any type of singing that's written. You know what I mean? We ought to be able to sing any type of song that we want to sing. But our friends, when we invite them in, that will just add to it, you know. We'll just have better singing if we invite our friends in, too. But I think that our churches should be able to...
There's one thing I'd like to tell him. There was an old man over on Lord Sleeth known by the name of Homer White. And he was one of the best choir leaders I believe I ever listened to. And Betty back there, she had an aunt that was alto singer that I don't believe the state could beat her. And that old man White, when he started learning people there, Brother Herschel, he's listened to him many times. And he would start off like this when you'd go learn you a new song. La 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 la. La 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 la
la la la la
la la la la
la la la la la
la la la la la la la la is with me, he says, with me, he says, I'm clinging to him,
I'm clinging to him,
and never will stray, and
never will stray,
yes, singing his praises all day long, I'm going that way. That's the way he taught you to start out.
Was that Blacksmith Homer?
Yeah.
That there was, huh?
Yep.
Blacksmith Morgan.
That was Morgan, wasn't it?
Homer White.
Morgan.
Yeah, that's Morgan White.
Yeah.
But Homer White was a singer, too. Yeah, I know them both. Morgan's been in my house many times. I sing with him many times, but Homer was a singer, too.
Yeah, he was a tenor singer.
Well, Morgan's boy was a singer, too. They used to
pick
down at the Baptist church
play again,
didn't they?
Well, I hear them from Dr. Denny.
Would have time tonight. We've got one more selection.
You may be old.
We haven't covered yet.
I'm 71. We'll be in July. 71 in July.
Well,
in 1 month from today, I'll be
in a quartet.
In a quartet,
you have to be.
I'll be 71 in 26 of June.
I'll be 19 of July.
Ready for quartet. She left here.
You're leading.
Okay. Yeah, I thought I was going to take tenor. Okay.
Da, so, me, do. Why have you wandered out along on life's pathway? Have you lived
have you searched for the great hidden meaning? Or is your life filled with long wasted years? Wasted years, wasted years.
Let's sing the other verse. That's beautiful.
Now, come on, Clyde, and join in with
him. You thought it was a good quartet.
Come on, join in,
Clyde. Come on, join in.
I don't even know the song.
You don't?
No, I've never heard
that. You don't have to know them, Clyde. I know you.
Yeah, that's
what we're shaking up to me. Search for wisdom and see. Sins of my childhood so happy. like the prodigal son, I have wandered back home. But the love he answered me, I call and I call, but the love he answered. I searched everywhere, but no one could I see. Then I knocked on the door, like I oft had before, but nobody answered me. I looked here and there, and I looked everywhere. I called, oh Mother, where can you be? I called and I called, but alas, they had gone, and nobody answered me. I called and I called, but nobody answered. I searched everywhere, but no one could I see. Then I knocked on the door, like I oft had before, but nobody answered me.
This is the saddest verse.
Then I turned away from the dear little home, from the place that perhaps never more would I see. And as I turned to go, I called them once more, but nobody answered. I searched everywhere, but no one could I see. Then I knocked on the door, like I oft had before, but nobody answered me.
Now, will you sing that?
I have to do it.
When you come down here, side, and you just stop and not. And
yep, I won't be able to sing anymore now. If I keep it up.
Well, I never did.
Paid off all the
I never did. A good way to leave here. Before we have our prayer. Everybody try and come out and bring some with you, and we'll have a good choir here later, you think. That's all. Say, Our Father, which art in heaven. Come right on.
Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen.
Good night, everybody.
Good night, Bob.
If you ever get started down our way, you know where I live? Drop in.
Could you tell me where you were?
Now, you folks can get in touch with us. I don't know how long this will last, how many times we have.
I wonder if you can tell a little bit about how you called us.
sills in it. Just tell me all the sills in it.
Yeah, I put all the sills in it for the church. They're skinned it up there about a mile. And then have to haul the lumber.
Was that with a team or was it in a horse
wagon?
What year was that? Here, do you mind?
Testing, testing.
It is back in the 20s. Back in the 20s.
That's when this church was built?
Yeah, back in the 20s.
You've probably been here every Sunday since the 20s.
Well, I've lived in faith all my life. I've been away from me and Holman Sampson there and Amos Rose sealed his church. Me and Homer Rooks at the last time we were there. Holman Sampson, Amos Rose sealed it. We put that seal up.
Thank you for coming.
Boy, I never heard such pretty singing. Has the singing always been as good as it is now?
Well, it's been better than it is. It has been better than it is now. Ain't it, Homer? He said that the singing always been as good as it was now. I said it had been better.
Always been better. Yeah, I've sung here when you couldn't keep your seat. I've sung here when they really
quartets here and the like. We used to sing that there when nobody answered me, they just stopped. That way, and Lord, I'm telling you that we used to sing it all the time and stuff, and it just seemed like it just melted whenever they just opened the file and they knocked on that door, you know, when he comes in and a knock on the door. Like all the time, and now that's what messed it all out, but just that there knock on it. That's just messed it all out. You see, they all just stopped, and then this.
When they had the quartet did that,
huh?
The quartet of the whole congregation.
The quartet sung it. Me and my wife and two of my cousins. We sung one time, one fall, summer and fall of 35 different revival meetings. And we could sing, we stood three different times and sung at all of our services. Sung 13 songs, never sat down. They just kept falling for to sing. Did it at Otter Vale once, and Dells Creek once, and once at Chapel.
If you stop around home, I'll give you a cup of coffee and a piece of cake.
Are you and him going to the same place?
No.
Oh.
I'm on your way out.
Oh.
You have to go this way to his place.
Tell you the truth, we've been awful sick. Jerry and me both have. We had the stomach flu.
But this won't hurt you. It's nothing but poo and egg.
Well, I don't think we will.